The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound brought down by Mishu, his fourth here of the quarter. Into the front court, gets it to Birchall on the left side of the key. One dribble to the wing. Skip pass back over to Schreiner. Into the corner for a three-pointer on the way. Leibarger hit it.
Tonight, it's a GNAC Conference doubleheader from Kearney as the Bearcats welcome in the North Platte Bulldogs. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Here's Stidham off the screen. 4-3. It's good. Kelsey Stidham has all 8 points of Kearney High's here in the second quarter. Cutterback had the first 9. Stidham has the next 10.
Tonight's girls game is a rematch from last week's conference tournament, which North Platte won in overtime. In the boys game, Kearney High will look for their first home win of the season. It's the Bulldogs and Bearcats coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio Sports Director Doug Duda live from Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, everyone. Doug Duda along with Jeff Babel as we are on the New Tech Seed pregame show, getting ready for boys basketball between the Bearcats and the North Platte Bulldogs. The girls game, not as close as we thought it would be. It was for a little bit, but Kearney High with a huge second half, 51-27. This game was tied at 23 before Kearney put it away, 51-27. Our boys game, bottom line, Jeff, is you've got two teams that their records don't look similar, but you start comparing scores, level of teams they played, this should be a pretty even game, and Kearney High looking for their first home win of the year.
Yeah, Kearney High's playing a lot more metro schools this year, haven't been getting the results they wanted. North Platte did some good things early. They've went on a streak of late. They've won 4 of 5. They got a trio of double-digit scores, so we'll see them try to get those guys going. But like you said, Kearney High's looking for that first home win. They want that, so you'll see their play elevated tonight for sure.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service. Five Points Bank. For North Platte, number 12 is a 6'1 junior, Shane Mock. Number 20, 6'1 senior, Brady Anderson. Number 22, 6 foot senior, Kate Erickson. Number 24, 6'3 senior, Darian Alberry. And the big boy in the middle, 6'7" senior, number 32, Drew Callahan. Head coach at North Platte, Matt Kaminsky, played for the Lopers in the mid-90s. Assisted by Tom Callahan, Tyson Hammond, Corey Doslin, and Jimmy Pack. They are 5-4 on the year. For Kearney High, number 11 is a 5'8 senior, Damian Austin. Number 33, a 6'1 junior, Peyton Pocock. Number 34, 6 foot senior, David Erickson. It's his birthday today. Number 35, 5'11 senior is Dakota Schreiner. And number 55, 6'3" junior is Brian Arp. Head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats is Scott Steinbrook, assisted by Chris Pocock, Dave Zimmer, and PJ O'Neill. 1-8 so far on the season for Kearney High. Their one victory coming against Lexington. For Kearney, or for North Platte, their wins over Grand Island, Lincoln North Star, Columbus, Hastings, and Scott's Bluff. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll be back to tip things off between the Bearcats and Bulldogs after this on ESPN Radio.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Wishing all the athletes and coaches the very best of luck. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Kearney High in their home white with blue trim, the traveling black with gold and blue trim for the Bulldog boys. Brian Arp to jump center for Kearney High, and Drew Callahan will jump center for North Platte as we're ready to get our boys' varsity action underway, and the opening tip will be controlled by the Bulldogs. As they move from right to left, Kearney from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Doug Duda and Jeff Babel with you here on this Friday night. Bearcats will be home tomorrow night as well against Westside as North Platte has the ball at the top of the circle here against the Kearney High man-to-man. Starting to penetrate, Anderson then kicks it out. Top of three to start the game is in and out for Albury. No good. Callahan, the rebound. His putback, no good. Second chance, got knocked away and out of bounds. It went. And Kearney High will get the basketball. Good crowd on hand here tonight for our boys' basketball game. Plenty of them were here for the girls, but good crowd on hand compared to a couple of the earlier games in December. First home game, though, since before Christmas. And here's Damian Austin, fadeaway jumper left corner from 16, and he hits it. Tough shot, but Austin knocked it down, and Kearney High has grabbed the lead at 2-0, and quickly into the front court. Right-hand corner with it is Mott, tries to take it baseline. He's cut off there by Erickson. Rotated around to the left wing. Back up top, they'll get it into the hands of Mott. Holding the ball, trying to get it to Callahan. Doubled up, Pocock on him. Callahan, a couple of dribbles, takes the one hand, off-balance jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Erickson, but then it's given away. The steal is made by Erickson for North Platte, and the layup is there for Callahan. So each team with an Erickson, Cade for North Platte, and David for Kearney, and it's 2-2 as Austin brings the ball up the floor, shuffles it out of the wing to Schreiner, up top to Pocock. Peyton swings it right side, trying to post up Arp, see if he can do anything on Callahan. He comes to the high post. One dribble, drop step, can't get it inside. Needs somebody to pass it to. Outlet pass deflected away, but grabbed by Erickson. Reset it here. They are making some room for Arp in there. One-on-one with Callahan. Drop step, and as he turns, it's blocked right back to him. Tries again. Off the window. No good. Good defense. Callahan all around there. And North Platte will come out of there with a basketball. So Kearney tried the big guy early, and he had good defense. North Platte against the man-to-man, dumps it into the left-hand corner, dribble baseline, Anderson stops, kicks it back out, Callahan free throw line, one dribble back to the wing, the three by Anderson, no good by Brady, and Pocock will get the rebound for Kearney High. Austin looks up the floor, nobody to get it to, so he drives coast to coast, then kicks it out for a three, Schreiner good. A transition three, Dakota Schreiner and the assist for Austin, so Austin has the first bucket and the first assist of the game. Again, back on the left wing here for Brady Anderson. Tries to dump it inside to Callahan. The ball tipped away. Schreiner comes away with a basketball. Outlet, Art beats everybody back. But then from behind, the ball blocked away, and Art knocked it out of bounds. In fact, after the block and frustration, Art kind of punched at the basketball there, forgetting that it hadn't been ruled out of bounds yet. And North Platte will get the ball.
Looks like they're crediting Schreiner with a two-point field goal there instead of a three.
5:14 to go here in the first quarter of play. North Platte with a basketball. Up on the right side of the key with it will be Brady Anderson. Drives baseline. Tough left-hand shot from behind the backboard. And it's no good. Arp deflects it out to teammate Dakota Schreiner. And here comes Austin with a basketball. 360 move, then kicks it out on the wing to Schreiner. And Kearney just needs to get control of the ball right now. Up on the elbow with it is going to be Arp. Finds his guard in David Erickson. On the weak side, right side, they'll put it back over strong side. Driving in will be Schreiner, and a hand check foul will be the call here. This goes on North Platte's Cade Erickson, and that is the first foul of the game. 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. Not much offense yet. It's 5-2, Bearcats. Kearney ball, lob it up top, Pocock. Got to look at a three, and that one's too strong, but a long rebound comes out to Austin. Austin, left-hand corner, kicks it back out top to Schreiner. Schreiner will hold it, and they'll reset it. Coach Scott Steinbrück says, let's take advantage of our second chance here. Over to Pocock. On the left wing, looks for a screen, gets it up to Dakota Schreiner. Back over to Erickson. Over to Austin, comes off the screen, runs into the double team, kicks it out for the three. It's short that time by Schreiner, and Callahan has the rebound for North Platte. Up the floor with it comes the Bulldogs into the left-hand corner. Mock quickly rotated all the way to the right wing for Erickson. Cade back up top to Shane Mock. Mock off that screen, driving in, and nowhere to go again for Anderson. North Platte a little gunshot to take the pull-up jumper. Baseline, here's a little eight-footer that skips in and out, no good by Albury. And then a push-off trying to get position underneath. And it's going to be called on Kearney High's Peyton Pocock, battling in there with the 6'7 senior and Drew Callahan.
Yeah, they're trying to get Callahan the ball early. No question about it. He comes in with almost 17 points a game.
Callahan on the inbounds, missed the easy layup, but got his own rebound and scored. Kearney didn't look like they were ready for the inbounds pass, and North Platte got the easy bucket. 5-4 Kearney, 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. North Platte also playing man-to-man. Now into the game is Brady Johnson. He's got it on the low post, working Callahan. Kicks it back out top to Erickson. Over to Austin. Austin crossover off the ball screen. His shot swatted into the concession stand by Callahan. Good move, but Callahan came up to help off the ball screen. And Kearney High will bring Brian Burchill in. So Burchill, Johnson, Austin, along with Erickson and Schreiner on the floor. Kearney to take it out in the corner. Leading it 5-4. Both teams trying to feel things out, test out what they want to do. They've seen each other because they were out at Scott's Bluff in the GNAC tournament but didn't play each other in that tournament. Their common opponent was Scott's Bluff. A three-point win by North Platte, a three-point loss for Kearney. Austin gets free, top of the key three, no good. Callahan above the rim to grab the rebound. Outlet pass to Mock. Slows it down here. North Platte really wants to run half court. Now Callahan decides he wants to drive, and a hand check foul on Kearney. The foul will be called on Brian Burchill. And you got a 6'7 kid here that's not afraid to dribble penetrate from the top of the key.
Yeah, I was saying in warm-ups, he's a heck of an athlete for a guy 6'7. Sometimes you get those guys that are big but aren't athletic. But that's not the case with Callahan. He's a very, very athletic guy. He's going to take the ball here underneath the basket.
Foot will enter the game for Anderson for North Platte, and they'll take it out underneath their own hoop to Erickson. Swings it over to Brady Mason, who has also checked in. He's a 5'8 senior. North Platte, quite a few of them with the bright yellow shoes out there. North Platte works it around the perimeter here, and there's Mason, a long three at the top of the key. No good. A lot of pushing and shoving. North Platte got the basketball and a foul. I think Brady Johnson cleared everybody out and then forgot to grab the rebound. And so a rebound for North Platte and a foul to go along with it. Johnson picks up the foul. So North Platte will get it underneath their own hoop, trailing by a score of 5-4. Not near the pace that we saw in the girls' game early on. A lot more patience here in the half court. Kearney's not afraid to run, but they want to get it in transition so that Callahan doesn't get set in the lane. Now a long three again is too strong by Mock, and the rebound comes down to Burchill. Burchill pushes it up on the right side into the corner to Schreiner, back to Burchill. Bryan on the right side of the key goes to the high post. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line is short by Erickson, and the rebound brought down by Erickson of the Bulldogs. Fast break, pull-up three again. Again, it's no good. The ball punched out of bounds by Callahan. And North Platte settling for three-pointers. And Kearney High will continue to rotate in. Pocock and Arp are back in. Burchill, Austin, and Schreiner stay on the floor. If Damian Austin can stay out there, that's where Coach Steinbrück wants him.
Hey, such a quick guy. Point guard doing well. North Platte, speaking of three-pointers, they're 0-for-5 so far, not shooting the ball well.
5-4, though. It's been that way. Kearney's been stuck on five for over 3 minutes. Burchill between the circles. They try to trap him in a 2-3 zone. High post, Pocock. Back up top, Burchill. Pocock doesn't look. Lobs it down to Arp. Arpon Callahan again draws the double team, and it's picked right out of his pocket. And then a foul called on Kearney trying to get it back. Kate Erickson was having trouble getting up the floor. And the foul's going to be called on Arp, his first. North Platte will re-enter Anderson, and here's Alec Westland checking into the game. Again, earlier tonight, the Kearney girls cruised 51-27. Kearney Catholic girls an easy winner tonight as well in their ball game over Grand Island Central Catholic, 66-31. The boys' game is on Classic Hits 98.9. Callahan got it on the high post, makes that extra pass underneath, and the ball is dribbled out of bounds, and they say off of Kearney.
Crowd's not liking that one. Looked like it might have went off.
Yeah, it looked like Foot dribbled it off his foot and it went out of bounds. The Kearney kids didn't even have a hand in there, but it will be North Platte ball, and they'll get another chance here. Trying to set up a right wing jumper, but it's covered by the Bearcats. They reverse it over to Westland on the left wing. A lot of things outside the perimeter. Kearney trying to really shadow the big fella Callahan, who takes a turnaround jumper from the free throw line, and it rattles around and in. So Drew Callahan gets the bucket, and North Platte gets the lead, and he's got all the points.
Yeah, he's got all those points. Worked really hard on that high post. Doug just kept going back and forth, finally rewarded, hit the turnaround, got the points.
And as Austin starts to make a move, another hand check foul on North Platte. This goes against Alec Westland. That'll be his first. And Darian Alberry returns for Coach Kaminsky and the Bulldogs. 6-5, North Platte, and Kearney hasn't scored in 4 minutes. Austin to the left-hand corner. To Burchill. Try to get Pocock free up top. Callahan is now on the bench, but Kearney hasn't got the ball inside yet. Now Arp on a deflected pass, got it, and his arm has grabbed the foul called here on the Bulldogs. So Kearney's got to recognize that they finally got the 6'7 senior on the bench for a breather. See if they can get Arp posted up down there. And the foul is called on Alberry, his first. Down to 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Pocock to throw it in, lobs it out top, little contact, but Schreiner is able to grab it. Inside to Arp, back out Burchill for the three, and he got it. Three-point bucket for Brian Burchill to make it 8-6 in favor of Kearney High. One-point lead here, and plenty of time for North Platte to work their offense at the other end. Coach Kaminsky says, let's get the ball up there and go. When you've only scored 6 points, you don't want to delay it. If you get a shot, you get a good look, get it going. 9 seconds to go in the corner to Mason. 5 seconds coming in, taking a tough shot, and it's going to be no good for North Platte. Austin got the rebound off the Anderson miss, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. Your score, Kearney High 8 and North Platte 6. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on KXPN Kearney and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Wish it was the third quarter. Along with Jeff Babel and our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High, where the Bearcats will get the ball to start the second quarter after a low-scoring first 8 minutes, but Kearney has the lead 8-6 here on ESPN Radio, and they'll start it with a three. Schreiner fires it up. It won't go. Callahan back in after a brief rest at the end of the first quarter. Grabs the rebound. He's got all the points for North Platte in the first quarter. Man-to-man here, and North Platte looking for the back cut. Callahan comes out to take the ball. Kate Erickson over on the right wing to Mock. Back up top, wide open, but Albury doesn't even look to penetrate or to shoot. And that kind of tells you what North Platte's looking for as they get it back down low on the post to Albury, and then the kick out, they throw it away. So North Platte didn't even get a shot away, and another turnover.
North Platte shooting or trying to get a lot of threes. If not, they'll dump it into Gallagher. Gallagher, 6.6 rebounds so far, 50% shooting. Otherwise, so far, they're not shooting the ball well. 0 of 6.
Damian Austin on a dribble drive. One-hand runner is up. It's no good. North Platte grabs the basketball with Albury to Callahan. Callahan brings it up the front court. The 6'7 senior trying to clear space on Pocock. Still dribbling. Now brings it outside the arc and dishes it off. Off the screen right side. A little give and go. But again, passing up the shot, Albury. If Albury's not going to shoot that, you shouldn't even guard him. As a three-pointer in the corner is no good, and that's just a huge advantage for your defense. If you can pick out a player that's not going to shoot it, and now a three on the way by Erickson, Cade no good, and Callahan is over the back, and North Platte's a little frustrated. But Jeff, if you've only got four or sometimes three kids that look to take the shot, that makes it even more tough on the guys that do shoot because you can sag on them, you can lean on them, and that's what's happening to North Platte right now. I don't care if you're a good shooter. You've got to take an open 8-footer.
Albury had one from 8 feet. As soon as he did that, he handed off to Anderson. Anderson's on the low block, had a good look there, decided not to take it, dribble out to the three-point line, and a waste of possession there for the Bulldogs. Callahan picks up his first foul. They're trying to get Arp, maybe try to get him the ball, try and draw Callahan, get him in foul trouble.
Well, Matt Kaminsky, a big man in his own right, wanted to know what the call was, saying, hey, he's tall. He can go over the top. Pull-up jumper Austin again. It's no good. And the score remains 8-6 Kearney, 6:20 to go in the second quarter of play. Callahan uses his dribble up at the top of the circle. Pocock defending him as the pass comes over to Cade Erickson on the left side of the key. Bearcats have been staying in that man-to-man. Pocock and Arp kind of double-teaming the big fella. Now a pull-up jumper from 11 is no good by foot. And the rebound brought down. Here's Austin right down the middle of the floor. He'll veer off to the left side of the key. Stop and pop it up top there to Erickson. Arp just outside the paint right side. Quick reversal over to Austin. Also man-to-man here by North Platte, but they play straight up. They don't have to double-team anybody. Austin, crossover dribble off the ball screen, and he walked with the basketball. Yeah, he wanted to give it to Arp off that screen, and he couldn't find an opening, so when he stepped the other way, he'd already used his half-step and his call for the travel. So turnover for the Kearney Bearcats. That's their third of the basketball game. And North Platte will trot the ball up the floor here with the left-hand dribble of Cade Erickson. Crowd waiting for something to happen here as the ball's up top to Shane Mock. Swing it over to Cade Erickson. Holds it on the weak side. Off a couple of picks, they'll drop it down to the corner to Colby Foote. No shot. Callahan double-teamed down there. Pocock fronting, and now Johnson is in, and he's working the backside here. Whatever they can to keep it out of Callahan's hand. And that's one thing about Kearney. They've already played two or three teams where they've had to defend like this, one of those being Fremont. And driving on the left side, taking it to the rack, running into traffic is going to be Erickson. No bucket, no call, and then Kearney High with the outlet pass. Pocock saves it from going out of bounds. Right-hand corner, Birchall, his three no good. Following his shot, but there's the big fellow, 6'7", Drew Callahan, grabs the rebound. And both teams struggling right now. We've played over 3 minutes in the second quarter, and nobody has scored in this quarter. Try to get it to Callahan, and Pocock knocks the ball out of bounds.
If it's not a three-pointer, if it's not inside to Callahan, North Platte just seems to, they don't want to take the shot. And sometimes you just got to shoot the ball and hope it goes in.
Especially when you've only got 6 points. But Kearney High with the lead. 8-6, 4.5 to go here in the second quarter of play. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, recap of the girls' game, some scores on this Friday night from around the state. Up top with it is Colby Foote. They try to finally drop it into Callahan. Johnson with a good secure on him. They double down. Callahan still tries to dribble, force it, and he scored on Pocock. Pocock with the foul. Well, that's just good basketball there. Callahan just decided, I'm going to take it up, and he got the benefit of the shot. That was good defense on the Bearcats.
I was just going to say that excellent defense so far by Pocock, just fronting him like that. But Callahan just made a play. He's a good player. 16, 17 points a game. Just took Pocock, drew the contact, made the free throw, or made the bucket going to the free throw line.
8-8. And the second foul on Pocock will send True Callahan to the line. He's got all their points. And the free throw is up and in. That's 9. 9-8. North Platte with the lead. 4:11 to go here in the first half of play. Austin tries to stay out of the trap and some miscommunication. The ball is thrown out of bounds. Back over to North Platte. So rough going right now offensively for both teams. And again, playing their first action since coming back from Scotts Bluff, so maybe try to knock some of the rust off here tonight. North Platte going against some strong man-to-man, close to the timeline. Now finally getting a little closer. Callahan, though, still outside the three-point arc. Left-hand dribble, drives baseline, cut off there. Skip pass over the top for a three-pointer. And a foul called on Kearney trying to fight through the screen here. Now, this should not be on the shot. And so the ball will be taken out underneath. The foul is on Damian Austin trying to get through that screen. So the three-pointer is missed, but it still ends up being North Platte basketball. Checking in for Kearney High is going to be Waller. Jake Waller, a 6-foot sophomore who's got a pretty good outside shot. And so Coach Steinbrook trying to find something that'll spark him. And North Platte underneath their own hoop. They lob it up top, back in the corner for three. Kate Erickson, and he hits it the first one of the game here. And the first player other than Drew Callahan to score here for North Platte. And now a 4-point lead, largest of the game, trying to answer with a three at the other end. It's up. It's no good by Schreiner. The rebound brought down by Callahan. And North Platte into the front court, dumps it into the right-hand corner again to Anderson. Anderson has it knocked away. Up the floor, 2-on-2. Schreiner goes in, lays it up, rolls it off the rim. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Callahan. And his outlet pass to midcourt to Erickson. 5 minutes that Kearney hasn't scored. In fact, they've only scored 3 points in the last 11 minutes. And on the drive, Brady Johnson will be called for a foul that sends Shane Mock to the line. 12-8, North Platte. They've got all 6 points that have been scored in this second quarter. And the foul is the second on Johnson. Tri-City Storm home tonight. They're taking on Omaha. That's on the breeze, 94.5. And also tonight, or tomorrow night, they've got Sioux Falls coming in at 7:05 as the free throw's up and in for Shane Mock. 13-8. North Platte by 5. Second free throw on the way. That's in and out, no good. Schreiner grabs the rebound here for the Bearcats, who desperately need some points. Austin into the front court, out to Waller, back to Austin. Austin back to Waller. Waller kicks it into the left-hand corner. Jake staying over there, trying to get him free for a three. He fires it from the left-hand corner right in front of Grandpa, but it doesn't go in, and the rebound brought down by Callahan. Up the floor, he dribbles it all the way up, relinquishes it at the free throw line for a three-pointer. That is in and out by Erickson, no good. Then Callahan on the putback will be fouled, and he's back to the line. 2:23 to go here in the first half, and Kearney finally calls a timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Your score, North Platte 13, Kearney 8, 2:23 to go in the first half here on ESPN.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, is located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search the inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Out of the timeout, 2 free throws for Drew Callahan. And the first one is up, and it is in. That's an 8-0 run now by North Platte. Second free throw up, and that's too strong, but the offensive rebound is yanked down by Nick Wilkinson, who just came in during that timeout. And another opportunity here for North Platte. 14-8. Well, that's it, with 2:10 to go in the first half of play. North Platte gets to Callahan on the block, down low, trying to work against the double team. Ball fake, turnaround jumper. That's up too strong. Rebound brought down by Schreiner, and Schreiner will push the ball up the floor himself. Crosses the timeline on the Bearcat paw and gives it off to Austin. Austin back up top, swing it over to Waller on the left side of the key. Jake, one dribble, trying to trap them in the zone. Back up to the center circle to Schreiner. Schreiner to the high post, back over to Austin. Thought about it, now kicks it inside of the baseline Johnson, kicks it out to Austin, and Austin hits the three. Damian Austin finally gets some points on the board here in the second quarter.
Yeah, it's fifth total of the game. He had the early bucket in the game. Got a big three there, bringing him Kearney back within one possession.
Now, when there's no scoring, 3 points seem like 15, 14 to 11 the score. Try the backdoor lob. It goes off the glass, ends up right in Wilkinson's hands, and then his pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Jake Waller. And North Platte will have to inbound it. Arp re-enters here for the Bearcats, and Johnson will check out. Both juniors, both at 6'2", 6'3". Sharing time tonight, trying to work on Callahan, the best player for North Platte. Callahan really pushing through the defense on this inbounds play to Wilkinson in the right-hand corner. Lob it up top. It'll be Anderson. Brady backs it out. Off the ball screen, gets into the paint. Turnaround jumper from eight is good. Brady Anderson, after that screen, found where he was and makes it 16-11 with 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Austin walks the ball up the floor on the wing to Schreiner, left side. Schreiner tries the baseline, gets it inside to Art. Nice pass, seals off with the left hand, scores with the right hand, and Brian Art makes it 16-13. Ball deflected out of bounds. It Grand Island at the end of the first quarter. It's Kearney Catholic 12, Grand Island Central Catholic 8. And that is at the end of the first quarter of play on Classic Hits 98.9. Here it looks like North Platte wants to hold for the last shot, Jeff.
Yeah, and 6'7", Drew Callahan at the point right now. He's the guy, he's been the guy to get you all the points today. Looking over at his coach trying to get the play. Gets it now with 10 seconds to go.
Austin trying to deny the ball from Cade Erickson, but Cade finally gets it with six. He's 28 feet away. 4 seconds, comes around on Austin. They're going to have to force a shot here, and a shot at the horn is no good. Good defense by the Kearney Bearcats, and in a low-scoring first half, your score is North Platte 16 and Kearney 13. You're listening to Bearcat Boys Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney. We'll be right back.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High School, where it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it is 16-13 in favor of North Platte, leading Kearney High. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, it was Kearney High pulling away in the second half for a 51-27 victory. It was a strange game tonight. Kearney was up 13-1 at the end of the first quarter of play, scored the first bucket of the second quarter at 15-1. Then it's 21-18 at halftime. North Platte comes back and actually takes a lead early in the third quarter. And at 23-23, their tall post player in Jesse Hunt gets hurt. And although that wasn't a high-scoring game at the time, that really seemed to change the basketball game, because after being tied 23-23 with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, North Platte only scored four more points the rest of the game, and Kearney blew them out 51-27. Jeff, kind of recap again what happened in the score column tonight for the girls.
For North Platte, Jesse Hunt came out with that injury. At that point, she had 7 points. She was still their leading scorer, which shows you if your best leading scorer goes out early in the third and she's still your leading scorer. North Platte was, like you said, only able to get three more points the rest of the game, only one in the fourth quarter. They shot pretty poorly, 2 of 13 from three-point land, 4 of 12 from the line. So when they did get their looks, they didn't quite get them in. So North Platte unable to get a go. But Kearney High was led over there with Stitham and Snyder. Both those girls had 16 apiece, so good job by them, and good job by Skyler coming back off that injury in that game.
So that was a recap of what happened in the girls' game. Also tonight, Kearney Catholic girls, a big win as they took care of Grand Island Central Catholic on the road tonight by a score of 66-31. Some other girls' basketball action from around the state tonight. We'll get to that here momentarily. We do want to remind you that tomorrow the NFL playoffs continue, but we will have ACC basketball as Syracuse and North Carolina will battle at 11 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. And then it's off to football with the Seahawks playing the Saints at 3:30. And then that game will be followed at about 7:15 by the Colts taking on the Patriots. Then at noon on Sunday, we will have the 49ers Panthers followed by the Broncos taking on the San Diego Chargers. And, of course, Danny Woodhead, a North Platte Bulldog alum, his father Mark, coaching the girls' basketball team tonight. Things did not go their way, hoping that things go better for them on Sunday. In girls' basketball action from around the area on this Friday night, Alma has defeated Franklin 36-30. Arapahoe, no problem with Medicine Valley, 63-22. Blue Hill beat Silver Lake 56-30. Cambridge over Southwest 41-26. Deschler 73-19 over Shelton. Fremont beat Columbus tonight 56-29. Heartland Lutheran beat Parkview Christian 67-12. Holdridge over Broken Bow 68-17. Pius beat Lexington 73-31. Northwest blew out Columbus Lakeview 80-35. Ogallala's girls beat Cozad 54-25. Overton got a heck of a battle from Amherst tonight, but held on for a 53-51 victory. The Ravenna girls beat Wood River 44-32. Red Cloud down Harvard 39-20. Sandy Creek squeaked by St. Paul 40-38. Southern Valley over Bertrand 57-38. Wilcox Hildreth still undefeated. They beat Kennesaw 35-29. Those are girls' games from earlier tonight. Here it's 16-13, North Platte leading Kearney at halftime of our boys' game. We'll be back with the first half stats after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation here on ESPN Radio. And with a look at your first half stats of our boys' game, here's Jeff Babel.
Thanks, Doug. Kearney looking for their second win of the year, their first home win. Led offensively by number 11, Damian Austin. He's got 5 points so far in the first half, 3 rebounds. Leads the Bearcats in that category as well. Schreiner and Birchall each hit a three-pointer apiece. So they've got three. And Brian Arp got the other basket so far. He's got two for the game, so that's all 13 points. for the Bearcats. Bearcats turned it over three times in that first half, fouled North Platte eight times. They were 3-9 from three-point land and did not make a trip to the free throw line. So maybe something to work on here in the second half for the Bearcats. Bearcats got 13 points. North Platte in the lead now with 16. They're only up by one possession. They're led, of course, by Drew Callahan. 10 points for the big guy in the middle. He's got 9 rebounds, so almost a double-double in that first half for him. Erickson hit a three, so he's got 3 points as well. Brady Anderson threw in a bucket, and Mock got one via the free throw line. Rebounding-wise, Erickson's got a couple, as well as Wilkinson, and Darian Alberry grabbed one as well. North Platte also turned it over 3 times. They only fouled Kearney High 4 times, none of which resulted in any free throws, so 16-10. North Platte, 3-5 from the line, and here's the stat for you. 1-11 from three-point land. They tried a bunch of threes out there on the perimeter. If those weren't hitting, Erickson was the only one that got that. They tried to get it to Callahan inside, and Callahan so far has had a pretty good first half. The big 6'7" guy, he averages 17 points a game, Doug. He's well on his way there now.
Yeah, and when you're 1-11 from three-point land and you still have the lead, you've got to feel very fortunate.
Yeah, Callahan really just carried the team, both getting rebounds and points, drawing double teams, which freed up a bunch of those shots. But North Platte, they just weren't able to connect in the first half, and they're still up three. So if they're going to be able to get any of those three-pointers that they miss in the first half, you got to be happy if your coach, Matt Kaminsky, if you could start hitting those threes, you might be able to pull away from Kearney High. Kearney High is going to try and feed off this crowd. It's a big crowd, nice crowd here tonight, Doug. And they're only down 3, so plenty to work on for them. And I think they'll be able to feed off this crowd energy and make this a ball game.
Well, this is what Kearney's problem has been most of the year, scoring lulls. They score points. They're averaging in the 50s, and that's not bad for the having a 1-8 record. They're averaging in the 50s only one time all year long have they been held under 50 points, and that was a season opener against state-rated Bellevue West. Right now, though, they're going to have a lot of work to do to get to 50 points. That is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's 16-13 North Platte at the half, and the second half is next.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Can't hear you, Grant. North Platte will miss a shot on their opening possession here of the second half by Callahan inside, and Kearney High will get the rebound, head to the other end, see if they can get something started here. Trying the high pick and roll. Austin drives, can't get Arp, so he kicks it back out to Pocock, the original 5 starters out there for the Bearcats. Austin, Pocock, Erickson, Schreiner, and Arp. Pocock drops it down, a low bounce pass to Arp. He has not been a factor offensively, even though they're trying. He lowers his shoulder in on Callahan, and a travel going to be called. Wipe off the bucket. Good call by the official. He tried to lower that shoulder, and he moved Callahan, but he moved him so much that he lost his balance and ended up walking with the basketball. So back over to North Platte. And you kind of hope that this game does stay close, but you hope that some points get on the board because this is not what the fans came out to see, and both teams have played better than this all year. Callahan with it on the right side, outside the arc. Haven't seen him take one from outside. Now tries to drive, draws the double team. Jump pass left wing to Alberry. Alberry pulls up from 14. It's no good. The ball is pulled down by Brian Arndt. He'll give it to Austin. North Platte's done a great job of getting back defensively tonight. Kearney always hustles, but haven't had any lanes. Schreiner comes with a one-hand layup. No good. Rebound. Arndt back up and in. Schreiner had to loft it over Callahan, and then Callahan was out of position to rebound it, so Arp was right there for the easy stick back, and it's a one-point game. On the left wing again for the Bulldogs will be Brady Anderson. Anderson looking inside again there, just doubling Callahan as much as they can. So a three-pointer, a flat one that time by Alberry, no good. And the board comes down to David Erickson. Erickson into the front court. Bearcats a chance to take the lead. Arp outside the paint, kicks it back out top on a reverse. Austin, left-hand wing, decides to drop step three. It's no good. Long rebound. And there's Erickson to grab it. And Kearney will get another chance. You miss those threes, you're going to get long rebounds. And Kearney High knows it. But not a lot of threes made in this game. Austin, jump pass again, kicks it over on the wing. There's Erickson from 16, and he got it. And Kearney with the first two buckets of the second half of play. And it's 17-16, Bearcats with the lead. 5:40 to go here. As North Platte in this third quarter, 360 spin move, and it's up and in for Brady Anderson. That was nothing more than taking it to the hoop. That was a playground move, and it worked. Now Austin tries to answer, and his runner rolls off the rim, but he did draw the foul, and Austin will go to the line to shoot two. So Kearney's going to get some free throws, Jeff.
Yeah, and it's the first time they've been in the line, Doug, and nice job on Damian Austin just finally putting his head down, trying to get some points. First time we've seen the points. No one's able to put a hand in your face at the free throw line, so Austin gets two now.
And the first free throw is on the way. It's good. Anderson credited with the foul, by the way. And the second free throw now. Coming up here, Bearcats 18-18, 5:25 to go. We are in the third quarter here on KXPN Kearney and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Austin got them both. And that makes it 19-18 in favor of Kearney High. North Platte brings the ball down the floor, across the timeline with it. Cade Erickson over on the left wing to Brady Anderson. Off the pick, it's man-to-man by Kearney High, but they sag on Alberry. Try to get it into Callahan, the ball deflected away, and coming out of there with it will be Pocock. Outlet pass to Austin on the right wing, pulls up for a three. In transition, he'll get it. They're going to change it and say it's a two. One official had a two, one had a three. They did get it right. His toe was just barely on the line. 21-18, Kearney now leads it by three. That's their biggest lead of the game. Back into the right-hand corner with it will be Shane Mock. Top of the circle with it is Anderson. Anderson gives it on the right elbow to Alberry. Out of the baseline, Mock drives back to Alberry. His shot blocked in there by Arp. Loose scramble, people sliding on the floor. Austin makes a great save, scoots it out to Erickson. Two on one, David finishes.
Basketball number 34, David Erickson.
Great hustle by the Kearney Bearcats, and it's 23-18. North Platte tries to get a three, Callahan, and that's no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and Arp's going to be called over the back as Brady Anderson got position. Coach Matt Kaminsky was not real pleased with the exchange up and down the floor that last time, and he is trying to get an explanation here during this dead ball.
Nice job by Damian Austin so far in the second half. Made that bucket, got to the line, got two free throws, and made a great pass to get the assist on that last bucket.
And again, Kearney gets duped on the inbounds pass. Callahan lays it up and in. They look like they're going to throw it into the corner and then a no-look pass. And when you're 6'7", you just got to put it in the area. And Callahan makes it. Quick three missed by Erickson. The rebound brought down by Cade Erickson for North Platte. And a quick shot at the other end is way off the mark. In fact, it's so far off, Brady Mason got the rebound, and then a three-pointer for Shane Mock. So a quick five for North Platte. Hope you can hear me over the PA announcer here, who has gotten even louder since halftime as Austin hits the three-pointer in and out. No good. And a rebound brought down underneath by Dakota Schreiner, and Schreiner is fouled on the putback. So the first energy that's really been put into the building all night long has occurred here in the last 60 seconds.
Yeah, both teams finally starting to hit those shots. They weren't just hitting them in the first half. North Platte finally got a three-pointer to fall here in the early second half. Now Kearney High is going to try and get two via the free throw line.
Free throw is on the way, but it is no good.
In for the Bearcats, number 54, Brady Johnson, and number 23, Brian Burchill.
I figured out that we've got all our play-by-play men, but we can just bring a mic and set it by the speaker here at Kearney High, and you guys will hear it on the air just as well. We apologize for that, but hopefully we're bringing a little something to the broadcast tonight. Second free throw is up and in by Dakota Schreiner, and it's 24-23 Kearney. They scored 13 points in the first half. They've got 11 points in 4.5 minutes now in the second half. More on their pace. Callahan kicks it over on the left wing to Brady Anderson, back up top to Mason, working off the screens, attacking the lane, scoop shot up and in for Anderson. 25-24, North Platte regains the lead. They were down by five just a moment ago, but that lead has been evaporated. Now Austin brings it in. He says, I'll take it at the big guy, and the big guy Callahan says, I'll block it into the band. That's okay. Next time, Austin, you know he's going to get that. He'll get him in the air. He'll dish it off underneath, and there'll be a layup. So that's kind of like in football. You run a play right up the middle to set something else up. Now Austin for three off the inbounds is too strong. Callahan skies to get the rebound here for the Bulldogs. Up the floor, Mason. Mason free in the corner, kicks it back out for another three, and it's good. Shane Bach. And what a quick development we've seen here for North Platte. After that little skirmish to pick up a loose ball, it's all North Platte, and a timeout called here by Kearney High. With 2:32 to go in the third quarter of play, it's North Platte 28, Kearney 24. This timeout brought to you by Joe Bethy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
.232 to go here, and welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Third quarter of play, North Platte 28, Kearney 24. It's a 10-1 run by the Bulldogs here after they found themselves down by five. They're up by four. Kearney off the timeout. Austin drives, kicks it all the way down the baseline to Schreiner, who dribbles to the high post and then throws it into the backcourt. It's stolen away. Mason takes it in. Double pump layup. Up and in. And North Platte now with their biggest lead of the game at 6, 30-24. Bearcats between the circles. With it is Pocock. Pocock up top to Brady Johnson, who's back in. Give an arm a breather. Austin got free. He'll put it up off the glass. It's short, no good. Callahan gets the rebound. Long baseball pass down the floor to Mock. Numbers aren't there, so Mock will hold it up. Callahan, the trailer, takes it to the top of the circle, now decides to attack the hoop and got bailed out on a foul there by Brian Burchill. He'd already blew past everybody and had missed the shot, but Burchill just kind of put his arm up there and Callahan fell into him. It's a foul, there's no doubt about it, but one of those that didn't even affect the shots. And Callahan's going to get two free throws out of the deal. First one is good.
Callahan has nice touch, Doug, for a big man at the free throw line. Only missed one so far, 3 of 4.
And he's already probably at his season average, isn't he?
13, so he's just 3 short here. He'll get a chance to get within 2 right here at this free throw.
On the way, and that one is no good. The rebound brought down by the birthday boy, David Erickson. And it'll be Kearney basketball now. North Platte trying to put some pressure on with a 7-point lead. Bearcats lob it into the corner to Burchill. Burchill right on him. Mason the whole way. Kearney looking for maybe a hand check. High post to Johnson. Back over to Austin. He drives around the defender. There's that drive underneath to Johnson and fouled by Callahan. That's exactly what we were talking about a couple of minutes ago when Austin got his shot blocked out of bounds. That time he drove. Callahan came over, they dished it to Johnson, and he's fouled. That's the second foul on the 6'7 senior Drew Callahan. Now Brady Johnson has to earn him from the charity stripe, and the first one is good. 31-25 North Platte. That snaps a long dry spell for the Bearcats. North Platte was on a 13-1 run.
Kearney didn't get to the free throw line in the first half, Doug. Now they're 4 of 5 from the line, so doing good so far in the second half. This one's up.
And Johnson hits them both. So it's 31-27, a minute 19 to go here in this third quarter of play. And Bearcats trying to hang in this one. Get us to the fourth quarter. Waller has checked in for Kearney. Austin knocks it away. The ball's in the air, and it's out of bounds. Off of North Platte. The official just pointed the wrong way. Brady Mason was trying to save it, but stepped out of bounds by the scorer's table at a North Platte turnover. So Kearney High will bring it up the floor. 31-26, is that correct? I thought it was 31-27. He made both free throws. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound brought down by Callahan. And into the front court comes Drew with 48 seconds to go. Left-hand corner, they'll go to Erickson. Cade kicks it back out to Shane Mock. Mock brings it all the way out to midcourt against Burchill. Top of the key, there's Callahan. Sagging on him is David Erickson. Now Austin trying to knock it away from Callahan. Kearney all over it. They knock it out of bounds. And now Callahan going to check out here for the final few seconds of the quarter with 31 seconds remaining in quarter number three.
Nice job there by Austin and Erickson, just letting Callahan, the big guy, try and get something going at the top of the key. He wasn't comfortable with it. Good job by them.
Kearney needs a stop here. Mason in the corner, faking the three, driving in. Mock, he short-armed the layup. It's no good. Johnson gets the rebound. Outlet pass Erickson. He wants to run. Erickson kicks it into the corner. Pocock backs up for the 19-footer. It's no good. Ball tapped around. North Platte has it with 12 seconds. Mason up the left side. Makes a cross-court dangerous pass, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Bearcats' David Erickson. 8 seconds to go. Still plenty of time for North Platte to get a good play run here and get a shot off. And to throw it in for the Bulldogs will be Erickson. 7 seconds to go. Off the pick. Here comes Erickson. Takes the shot. It is short. Callahan tip. No good. That wasn't Callahan, excuse me. That was Alberry. And then Mock, he had a chance and missed it. So we are at the end of three quarters of play here at Kearney High School. It's North Platte 31 and Kearney High 26. We'll be right back on ESPN Radio.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Well, the Kearney Bearcats got off to a good start in the third quarter, but couldn't maintain it. They only scored 3 points over the last 3.5 minutes of the quarter. It's North Platte 31, Kearney 26. As we head to the fourth, Jeff Babel, again, it's just kind of a story of whether Kearney can make shots and how they can do defensively on Drew Callahan.
Yeah, and they were doing good well. They doubled their point total that period, but they couldn't get anything going in the second half of that period. And North Platte was. Callahan drew 2 fouls, but he was still good enough to get some more points. Double-double so far for him.
Kearney ball to start the fourth quarter. They'll immediately get it into the hands of Erickson. He got trapped in the corner, and Coach Scott Steinbrook, 7 seconds in, called the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. And Kearney has to use a full timeout. They've already used both their 30s. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. And Jeff, give us a scoring update as we head into the fourth quarter here.
Well, Damian Austin right now leading the Bearcats. He's got 9 points. Did a nice job. He really brought in that first half of that period, getting those quick buckets, assisting on another play. Brian Arp's been playing well as well, grabbing a great bunch of rebounds there. But again, Callahan is the story so far for the Bulldogs. Doug, he's got 13 points so far in the game. 12 rebounds. The other guys, they finally hit a couple three-pointers too. Nice job there by Mock. Finally hitting those two three-pointers that North Pat didn't hit in the first half. That seems to be the difference in the game, those two three-pointers. A five-point ball game. If he doesn't hit those, Kearney's up by one.
All right, here we go out of the timeout. Basically starting the fourth quarter again. We only used 7 seconds there. And it's 31-26. Kearney High with a basketball, down by five. They spread it out in the low 1-4. Austin lost his defender, pulls up from the free throw line, no good. Arp and Callahan battling, and it'll be Drew to get the rebound. Austin really pestering the ball handler, whoever it is. This time it's Brady Anderson. Anderson trying to keep him away with that left arm. Bounces it into the corner to Shane Mock. Mock looks down low, nothing there. Up top they'll go to Albury. Callahan outside the arc. They haven't got it to him much here this second half inside. He's had to come outside a lot more and then try and get inside so that he's not doubled. But right now he's got Pocock and Arp on him, so the pull-up jumper from Albury, no good. And you know what? North Platte is starting in the first half. They weren't shooting the ball at all. At least they're shooting the ball a little bit here in the second half, and it's opened it up. They're getting some offensive putbacks and such. Birchall for three, and it's too strong. Callahan just too tall. Arp had position, and Callahan tipped it out of there. Here comes Mock. Still 31-26. Callahan top of the key three. That didn't hit anything, but the rebound brought down. Brady Anderson was there. So no harm, no foul for North Platte. Leading it by five. And again, a slow start to the quarter. That's happened in three of our four quarters. Albury now, nobody even on him at the top of the circle. They lob it to Callahan, and a huge foul called there on Arp. Callahan ends up on the ground, but Brian Arp making sure that he wasn't going to score. That was a good lob over the top. And two free throws coming up for Callahan, Drew Callahan.
Yeah, nothing malicious there by Arp. Going back to Albury, like you said, they're just giving it to him, Doug. He hasn't hit a shot yet. He's 0 for, I believe, 8 so far in the game.
Free throw is up, and it is good. Coming into the ball game here for North Platte will be Colby Foote. Kearney High has their original five outside of Birchall is on the floor right now. And getting a breather is David Erickson. Second free throw, no good, so 1-2. Birchall got the rebound. Everybody heads the other way, so Brian has to bring the ball up the floor. Bumped there by Cade Erickson on the man on the pickup 2-3 zone. Birchall over to Austin in the right-hand corner. Skip pass all the way over to Schreiner. Bounce pass to the baseline. Arp double team back to Schreiner. But a little slow getting it out on this zone. So the Kearney Bearcats will reset. Down to Arp. Backside, here comes Austin. Austin falls down at a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of North Platte. So another turnover here for the Bearcats. And it will belong to North Platte, leading it 32-26. Gets to take it out right in front of the Rowdies over on the far side there, who try to put a bunch of words into the ear of the North Platte players, but they get the ball into the front court. Update from Grand Island. At the half, Kearney Catholic boys lead GICC 22-18. That's on Classic Hits 98.9 tonight. Birchall up in the grill here of Shane Mock. They push it all the way back out to the mid-court stripe. Dribbling in place is Brady Anderson. Kearney trying to overplay the ball. North Platte trying to make him pay with a back cut. Finally, the ball is knocked out of bounds by Dakota Schreiner. And now checking back in will be David Erickson. And Birchall will check out here for Kearney High. 5:20 to go in the game. North Platte 32, Kearney High 26. Kearney, as the inbound pass stolen away, Arp. Arp's going to try and go all the way, and he does. The big fella showing the hands of a Damian Austin-type point guard. Big bucket for Kearney. Finally gets him going here. First points of the fourth quarter, and it's 32-28. Still down by four. North Platte with it on the left wing. It's Drew Callahan. I'll listen to the tape to see how many times I called him Sean tonight. Into the right-hand corner with it. Backing up, step back three. Nothing you can do on that, Kate Erickson. So after really struggling beyond the arc, Jeff, in the first half, they've knocked down a few here in the second half.
Yeah, Doug, they're shooting 50% from three-point line in the second half after going 1 of 11 in the first half.
And Erickson tried to force it into Arp. There was nowhere to force it, and Kearney turns it over. Baseball pass to the other end. They beat Kearney back, and the layup is there by Colby Foote, and Kearney High will call a timeout. They'll have one remaining. So Kearney hits that bucket by Brian Arp, pulls him to four. Then you get a five-point swing here, and North Platte has their biggest lead of the night. 4:26 to go in the game. It's North Platte 37, Kearney 28 here on ESPN Radio.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Doug Duda along with Jeff Babel back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth where the Kearney High Bearcats find themselves in the biggest hole of the night, down 9 with 4:26 to go. And again, if this game was in the 60s, 9 points wouldn't seem so much, but this game is in the 30s, and that seems like a ton right now. Bearcats need points, and they need them now. Damian Austin working to draw the double team, kicks it out for the three. It's too strong by Dakota Schreiner. And the rebound brought down by North Platte. It's hot or cold tonight. Kearney's had really two spurts, Jeff, and they went a long time between spurts without scoring points. And yeah, finally the ball got knocked away and Kearney makes a steal. And Austin hit his head on the ground. He's hurt. They need to blow the whistle. Oh, he's bleeding. He's bleeding all over the place. Oh, man. He got cut when he hit the ground. Oh, man. Damian Austin, and they're going to have to take him straight into the locker room. That's one of those that's right between the head and the eye, and if it's close to the eyelid there, then that's going to be tough to stop. That's a tough break there. Austin and Arp actually dove at the basketball with one of the Bulldogs, which I think was Brady Anderson, and they all clocked heads. There was an injury there, and so we had one in the girls' game for North Platte in Hunt, and now you got Austin, who is as tough as any brick in this building.
Small in stature, but he's a tough guy. He likes to drive the ball to the hoop. He's so quick. And that time, just friendly fire there. Cut him on the far sideline there. Kearney down 9 now, Doug, with under 4 minutes to go. They need to start getting some buckets. I was going to try and say right before the injury there, they've been 8 straight three-pointers. They had started off pretty good, hitting 2 of 5, but ever since then, just cold as can be.
Well, it's and then he's tensing up a little bit. The deeper the game gets, you know you need to score. And just nothing going on inside. But North Platte doing some things a little bit differently than Fremont did. I mean, Kearney High scored 60 points against Fremont when they had Mike Hahn, the big 6'8", I believe he is, inside. And they were able to score against Fremont, but that might have been about all they had. North Platte has a little bit more. And Kearney High now will get things cleaned up. Burchill will come in. So Burchill and Pocock, along with Schreiner, Arp, and now Waller on the floor for Kearney High. Waller kind of a three-point threat, but North Platte knows that, and they're really on him with Colby Foote. Now here comes Burchill, 360 in the lane, throws it up, it bounces around, won't go. Burchill got the rebound, and he's fouled on the way up. Give credit to Arp. He kept it alive. Burchill then put it back up, but unfortunately for Burchill, it just wouldn't go in. Kearney needs one of those breaks. They need a three-point play.
They're just hanging on the rim, Doug. Wouldn't fall down. It would have been great to get 3 points out of this possession. Now you're going to try and earn it from the stripes.
So the foul is the first of the ball game on Brady Mason, and the free throw is in and out off the glass and still won't go. Arp out, and checking back in is David Erickson. Kearney High in their home games this year, 38 54, 56 points. And right now, 28. Second free throw, 29, as it's up and in by Burchill. Baseball pass to break the press. down to the other end. Trouble getting it, and North Platte stepped out of bounds. Kate Erickson thought he just stayed in. And North Platte did the right thing. They threw the home run ball, but it took a funny hop. They didn't catch it out of the air, and then Erickson had to try and track it down and ran out of real estate. So Kearney gets a break here. Now they've got to take advantage of it. 37-29, Waller into the front court. Gives it off to Pocock. Pocock, nobody guards him. So Callahan comes out on him. Now Waller a fadeaway three, and it's good. Jake Waller hits the three. It's a five-point game. 37-32 North Platte with 3:05 to go here on ESPN Radio. Callahan is the one dribbling the basketball, and Coach Kaminsky says, let's call timeout and get things set up. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:01 to go in the game, and it's North Platte 37, Kearney 32 on ESPN Radio. KXPN Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, in a rarity in the basketball season, UNK, Hastings College, and Nebraska all have tomorrow off. In fact, the Loper women and the Bronco women are off this weekend. The UNK men play at Hastings College Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. That's Hall of Fame day for Hastings. And the Husker men and women both play on Sunday. Back-to-back on the Big Ten Network. The men at Purdue at 11 a.m. The women at Illinois at 1. So plenty of things going on Sunday when it comes to college hoops here in the state of Nebraska. 3:01 to go here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you. It's 37-32 North Platte, and it's their ball. They lob it to Callahan from midcourt. He got the grab. Now from underneath the hoop, a foul going to be called on Kearney High, which is probably a good call. Did they call it before the shot? I think so. The foul going to be called.
Also number 24, Jake Waller.
Jake Waller. And now coming in will be Brian Arp. And a couple times on this inbounds, it's been easy layups for Drew Callahan. Kearney's got to make sure that doesn't happen again. And Birchall, they tried it, but Birchall was ready for it. Arp's trying to pay attention back door, but now he's going to come up, play Callahan, and let Pocock play the backside. A lot of arm fighting in there, and they'll have to dump it out into the corner to Brady Anderson. And Anderson dribbling out towards midcourt to spread the floor. Gets it over to Brady Mason. North Platte content to work some clock here. Kearney's got to be patient, Jeff. There's all kinds of time left with 2:45.
Yeah, it's just two possessions here, Doug. You get a stop here, get a bucket. It's down to one. No need to foul right now.
And Austin is getting set to check in. They bandaged him up. I don't know how good they can stop things. And a foul going to be called. And I think right there, Coach Scott Steinbrück wanted the foul so that Austin could get into the game. Had to change his jersey. He's wearing number 3 now. So he's wearing the number 3 jersey out there for the Bearcats. And checking out will be David Erickson. And North Platte will throw it in, and Callahan actually throws it in. So let's see if they go with a throw in and then right back to Callahan. Arp trying to make sure that he can't get to the hoop. Lob it out top, reverse it over to Mason. Callahan one-on-one right now, and he hasn't had that opportunity much. The pass is kicked out of bounds by Damien Austin. 2:28 to go. North Platte 37, Kearney High 32. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have the final stats and a chance to talk with Coach Scott Steinbrück about tonight's basketball game. Again, Kearney's home tomorrow night with an even tougher test against Omaha Westside. And on the inbound, a foul called on Kearney again. Not what they were looking for. The Westside boys are 4-4 going into the night's action. Art picks up the foul, and that's his fourth. And Art picks that up outside the key. So he checks out, and checking back in will be David Erickson. Erickson, Waller, Birchall, Pocock, and Austin on the floor. 2.5 to go, and North Platte with the ball out top to Drew Callahan. Guarded there. Tried to go shake and bake. He fell down, but the ball came out of his hands. Kearney didn't get the turnover. They didn't get the travel like they probably should have. North Platte catches a break this time. 2:10 to go. They'll reset, kick it out top to Darian Alberry. Spreading the floor, trying to get it inside to Callahan. A lot of work in there. David Erickson on him, but now we're down to 2 minutes to go. North Platte has whittled off a full minute here on this possession. Ball between the circles and a foul by Austin. And that will set us up in a 1-1. And to the line will be Brady Anderson. At the end of three, Kearney Catholic, a 35-30 win over Grand Island, or lead over Grand Island Central Catholic. And that game is currently on Classic Hits 98.9. So the Stars trying to avenge an early season loss to the Crusaders. And Kearney High, I believe, has one timeout left in this game. So keep that in mind. Anderson, at the line. Go ahead.
Anderson's first trip to the line, Doug.
And the front end of the 1-1. No good, but the rebound is loose in the corner. Waller, nice save momentarily. Oh, Kearney didn't grab it. Oh, my goodness. Waller threw it in. After it bounced around, he saved it in because it had touched a Bearcat. And Callahan, Drew, was standing right in the middle of the triangle of Bearcats, and it bounced around off everybody, and it went out of bounds. And North Platte gets it back. Huge break for the Bulldogs. 1:45 to go. North Platte basketball. They get it to Callahan. He wouldn't even be a bad guy to foul. Backing his way in. Turnaround jumper off the glass and score. 39-32. Outlet pass. Pocock in the front court. Takes it at Callahan, who fouls him. Callahan went for the monster block and is called for the foul. That's one of those, Jeff, if he would not have went for the monster block,
yeah,
he probably would have got away with a block shot there, but he went with the roundhouse. And two free throws now for Peyton Pocock. Pocock just trying to get in the book here. And he puts the free throw up and in. That's his first point of the basketball game.
He's been playing some great defense out there on Callahan, and finally good to see him under the score sheet.
1:30 to go in the game. North Platte 39, Kearney High 33. Second free throw for Pocock. Possession arrow points the way of Kearney. And the free throw bouncing around, but it does go. 39-34. Again, North Platte sent a guy deep that was uncovered, but that time they decided not to throw it. Dribbling the basketball, Cade Erickson. They trap him in the backcourt. He gets it to Callahan, and Drew brings it across the timeline. Went for the steal, couldn't get it. North Platte takes a three, in and out, no good, but an offensive rebound. You never take a three in that situation. It would have probably ended the game, yeah, but a break that North Platte again gets an offensive rebound, and now Pocock going to be called for a foul that will send Cade Erickson to the line to shoot the 1-1. And Matt Kaminsky's got to bring his young men over saying, we do not want that shot. Jake Waller now in for Kearney, one of their three-point shooters. He got one earlier in this contest. In fact, earlier in this quarter, that's the fourth foul as well on Pocock. So Pocock and Arp each have four. Front end of the 1-1 now for Shane Mock. Mock up and good. One of the better free throw shooters on this team. And now timeout will be called by North Platte. With 1:04 to go in the game, North Platte 40, Kearney 34. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney will be right back on ESPN Radio.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Once again, we want to thank Athletic Director Mitchell Stein here at Kearney High and all the fine broadcast sponsors that allow us to bring you not only Bearcat basketball, but high school sports throughout the season. 1:04 to go in our boys' game. It's North Platte 40, Kearney High 34. Tomorrow, we've got high school wrestling on Classic Hits 98.9. The Amherst Invitational Finals will start somewhere around 4 o'clock. Tuesday, a little basketball. We head north. Shelton takes on Arcadia, Loop City. Those games are in Arcadia on Classic Hits 98.9. We've got College Hoops next week here on ESPN. Right now, the back end of the 1-1. Mock puts it up. It spins out. No good. Rebound to the Bearcats and David Erickson. Six-point game, Austin, with 1 minute to go. Damian kicks it off. Here's a three. Birchall, it got partially blocked out there. And Kearney tries to get the rebound and a foul call, but who's it on? Looks like it's on North Platte as Drew Callahan came out and partially blocked that three-pointer. The foul on Darian Albury, his second, but it's just the sixth team foul, so no free throws yet. Kearney to throw it in. They would love a three. Waller guarded by Callahan, gives it off to Schreiner. Schreiner off a screen, gives it up to Johnson, back to Waller. Long three blocked again, but loose. Birchall got it underneath. The layup missed by the Bearcats, and Schreiner, the rebound brought down by Mason, and he is fouled. Jeff, every time Kearney looks like they've got an opportunity, they have not been able to cash in, and it's just a frustrating night for Kearney High.
And three huge blocks at three different times by Callahan down here in the low block over here, and then two on that one, that three-pointer there, and another one. So huge, huge defense there by Callahan doing it with the points. He's got 15 tonight. He's got 12 rebounds and three huge blocks.
Well, 6 points, a 1-1 again here for Shane Mock. This is about all they need is one more point, and they get it. 41-34. Bearcats look like they're going to be held to their lowest scoring output of the season. Second free throw now for Shane Mock. Got them both, 42-34. Kearney High trails by eight. Austin up the floor. Austin gives it off to Waller. Can't get a three away. Here's an off-balance three that's just thrown up there by Schreiner. It's no good. The rebound brought down by Cade Erickson. Kearney fouls again. And the final will probably end up looking worse than the game, which was fairly close the whole way through. Kearney's biggest lead was three. North Platte got it out to a nine. Then it was cut back down to five. And that's as close as Kearney High could get. Now Callahan, who's about a foot taller than Damian Austin, talking about the cut there, as both guys know that this one is over and the free throw is up and in by Cade Erickson. So Kearney will now be 1-9 and North Platte 6-4. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. 27 seconds remain, 10-point lead, the biggest of the game, 44-34. Austin pulls up for the three. Bounces off the rim, no good. Callahan with the rebound and another foul by Kearney High. And more free throws coming up here for the Bulldogs. Obviously, North Platte went through a rough football season. They're trying to pick that up on the wrestling mats of the basketball court, and they get a sense of satisfaction beating everybody that got a piece of them during the fall. And two free throws for Callahan. The first one is good. So a split here tonight. Kearney High won the girls game 51-27, a game that was tied at 23. Second free throw is good. And Kearney will throw it in. Maybe one more chance here. As Austin picks it up at midcourt. Damian drives, kicks it out. Waller fires the three. It's no good. Ball brought down by North Platte. Outlet pass to Callahan. Callahan wants to dunk it. Pocock makes sure that he doesn't. If Callahan would have came out to the side there, there would have been no worries by Kearney, but Pocock could tell that Callahan was putting up a head of steam to go throw one down, and Pocock fouls out saying, you know what, not on my court. So Callahan will go to the line here and shoot two. But six in a row now by North Platte. And they've got a chance to add to it here with 7 seconds to go. And then the Misco Sports postgame show to get you out of here on KXPN Kearney as the free throws coming up. First one for Drew Callahan. Good. So when the game is virtually over, Drew hasn't had any problem draining his free throws.
Yeah, 7-9 so far, Doug. Nice touch by the big man.
Second free throw on the way. It spins out no good. Rebound brought down by Dakota Schreiner. Up to Austin. Austin kicks it off to Birchall. Birchall's three is good, and that's the ball game. So Brian Birchall hits the three to make the final score. Kearney High falling at home to the North Platte Bulldogs by a score of 47-37. We'll take a break and be back with all the numbers and a chat with head basketball coach Scott Steinbrook on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout on ESPN Radio and FlatRiverPreps.com.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda back here at Kearney High, where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play, whether it's winter sports or looking ahead to the spring, intramurals, whatever the case may be. Misco's has been taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so. Misco's Sports, as the final score is North Platte 47. And Kearney High 37. Jeff Babel will give you the numbers here in just a moment. But first, let's look at some other girls' scores. A lot of big-time wins tonight. Alma beat Franklin 36-30, but Arapahoe over Med Valley 63-22. Beatrice beat Seward 61-47. Blue Hill over Silver Lake 56-30. Boone Central Newman Grove girls beat O'Neill tonight 59-23. That's for you, Jeff. Also tonight, it was Deschler taking care of Shelton. Fairbury beat Aurora 65-42, Fremont over Columbus 56-29, Gothenburg beat Sutherland 41-38, Holdridge beat Broken Bow 68-17. As you heard here on ESPN, Kearney beat North Platte 51-27, Kearney Catholic beat Grand Island Central Catholic 66-31, Pius no problem with Lexington tonight, Minden beat Ainsworth 77-39 to stay undefeated, Grand Island Northwest over Lakeview 80-35, Ogallala beat Cozad, Overton edged Amherst 53-51. The Palmer girls knocked off Ansley Litchfield 49-37. Ravenna beat Wood River 44-32. Red Cloud over Harvard. Sandy Creek, two better than St. Paul, 40-38. Southern Valley beat Bertrand 57-38. Sutton, no problem taking care of Centennial tonight. And Wilcox Hildreth girls were a winner over Kennesaw 35-29. Hardly anything in as of yet for boys' scores. Beatrice did beat Seward 64-42, and Fremont beat the Columbus boys tonight 67-42. Broken Bow over Holdridge 54-41. Again, in case you missed the girls' game, that was a wild one tonight. Kind of one that if you pick up the box score or look in the hub tomorrow, you're going to go, what? And that's exactly how it was. Kearney jumped out 15-1 early in the second quarter of play. 15-1. Next thing you know, this basketball game is tied at 23. And then Kearney ends the game by holding North Platte to 4 points over the final 13 minutes and winning it 51-27 as the Kearney girls improve to 6-4 on the season. North Platte girls fall to 7-3. We'll be back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth and take a look at the final stats after this on ESPN.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. North Platte 47, Kearney 37. And with the numbers, here's Jeff Babel.
North Platte came out on top, scoring 47, 18 of which from their big man, Drew Callahan, Doug, he was doing really well there. 18 points, 14 rebounds. He was 7 of 10 from the line. Very clutch free throws there at the very end. They also got 7 points from Mock. Mock hit a couple big threes. When they weren't able to hit those threes in the first half, they finally got those to fall. Mock got two, and Erickson got two for his 6 point. Anderson hit a couple of 2 point baskets. He got 6 total for the day. Mason came in and got 2, and so did Foote. So there's how North Platte got their points. They turned the ball over a grand total of 7 times tonight. So good job by them. They did have 8 total team fouls throughout the game, so really limited Kearney's chances to get some points from the free throw line. Speaking of the free throw line, North Platte was 9 of 15 from the line, but again, 7 of 10 for Callahan and 3 of 5 for Mock. So they did hit them when they needed them. From 3-point line, they ended up 4 of 18 after starting 1 of 13 on the day. So that's how they got those 31 total points in the second half after getting 16 in the first half. Let's look at Kearney High. Kearney High just fell short tonight. Great effort there by Damian Austin. Got cut in the eye, had to come in and get a new jersey. He finished with 9 points, 3 rebounds on the day. 7 points for Burchill. Burchill got a couple of big threes early and late in the game. David Erickson chipped in 5. Brian Arp got 6 points, got into foul trouble late, wasn't able to contribute there at the very end. 3 points for Waller off the bench, as well as Schreiner. And then Peyton Pocock got 2 points, and a deceiving 2 points because he played excellent defense. He on Callahan. He played great defense. Callahan was going to get his, and he did, and that seemed to be the difference in the ballgame. 10 points there, Callahan, and then a couple timely threes for the Bulldogs.
So the final score tonight, 47-37, North Platte with the 10-point victory over Kearney. The Bearcats fall to 1-9, and the North Platte boys are now 6-4 on the season. We are awaiting Coach Scott Steinbrook to come out of the locker room, and hopefully he will by the time we come back here on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Well, Jeff, 2 ball clubs tonight that had trouble scoring, and when it came down to things, team that turned it over, as usual, kind of lost the basketball games, both girls and boys.
Yeah, and Kearney ended up with a grand total of 8 turnovers, so North Platte won the turnover battle in the boys' game. The Kearney girls won it in the girls' game, so that seems to be the difference. I did want to mention Kearney High, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. They didn't get there at all in the first half, so good job there in the second half, but when they tried to get their outside shots to go, they just couldn't fall. And North Platte seemed to got theirs to fall from Callahan and a couple of timely threes there late in the game. And then hitting free throws late to pull away.
All right, let's get the head basketball coach of the Kearney Bearcats, Scott Steinbrook, hooked up here. Tough loss tonight. And again, Coach, I could tell the frustration out there because things just – it just –
weren't going well tonight. I mean, when you're held to your season low and you've played big guys this year and you've scored on teams that have big guys, just frustrating coming back from Scott's Bluff and maybe not having the ball go in the hoop. And I'm sure there's a variety of reasons, but that seems to be the sense I get tonight.
Well, you know, we talk about keeping ourselves in games defensively and on the boards, and I thought we really did a pretty good job of that tonight. But when it comes down to it, you got to hit some shots. And, you know, North Platte, give them a lot of credit. They defended as well. You know, when Callahan, the big kid, just kind of patrols the paint, you know, we didn't score hard than any points in the paint. We got a few buckets there in the third quarter. But for the most part, you know, they were forcing us to take perimeter jump shots. And right now we're a very average shooting team. And we got some good looks. And, you know, right away from, you know, the opening quarter, you know, we score 8 points in the first quarter, and it felt like we could have scored 18 with as clean of looks as we were getting. And, you know, shooters are funny sometimes. When the ball is going in the hole, it seems really big. And when it's not, that rim and that hoop really seems to shrink. And that's kind of, as the game unfolded, we just got a little bit tighter. And our kids battled. They played hard, but it just didn't happen tonight.
Once, and this game was close throughout. I mean, it's not like North Platte really had a big lead until a little spurt there got them up to 9. You guys cut it down again and cut it to a 2-possession game, but it seemed every time you were about ready to make it a 2-point game, North Platte would get back-to-back buckets. They'd hit one of those threes when they were just 1 of 11 in the first half. They hit a few in the second half, and then they'd get a steal and either a foul or another bucket, but it seemed like back-to-back plays for North Platte, and it only happened maybe 3 or 4 times, but it was enough to take any momentum that you had just got.
You know, when you're playing a game and it's in the 30s and the 40s, you find yourself down by 6 with 5 or 6 minutes. You know, if the game's in the 70s or the 80s, that doesn't look so ominous on the scoreboard. But I think our kids got caught a little bit looking up there and saying, hey, we got, you know, we got all of 28, 29 points heading into the fourth quarter, and we're down 6. I think we started to press a little bit and maybe took some shots a little bit quicker than we needed to. But, you know, they had 2 really big threes in the third quarter. You know, when it was a tie game, up one, down one, and the Mock kid, number 12, hit back-to-back threes, and he gives them a third score. You know, we focused our game plan on Erickson and on Callahan, and I thought for the most part we did a pretty good job. You know, the big boy ended up with I think, 19 or 20, but that was a hard-earned 19 or 20. You know, he fought through double teams all night, and you just got to give their kids credit. They hit big shots, and it wasn't necessarily just the 2 guys that we talked about.
Scott Steinbrook with us here in the Amisco's Sports Postgame Show. We talked a little bit in off-air before the basketball game that outside of that first quarter against Lexington, you guys really played maybe your best basketball altogether. I'm sure there were spurts, but even though you went 1-2 out there, I mean, you had a 3-point game with Scott's Bluff, and you played tight against the best team in a conference in Norfolk. You played them close for most of the ball game. Is this a setback? How different was this game compared to what you did there last week?
Well, the unfortunate news is it feels kind of like it has the last 8 or 9 games. We play fairly decent in stretches, but we end up losing a close game. And I was listening to Coach Kropp on the radio after the UNK game last night, you know, talking about, you know, as much as we like to maybe try to sell moral victories to kids, at some point that gets old. Yeah. At some point you just got to buck up and you got to find a way to get another rebound, to hit a clutch free throw, to get on the floor, to rotate a little quicker on defense. That's kind of where we're at right now. We've been competitive with everybody on our schedule, the exception being Bellevue West in our season opener. We've been right there. Now it's time. We just got to have kids make plays. You know, we're playing about 7 or 8 guys. You know, we got 4 seniors. We got a couple Sawson juniors that are kind of in that rotation. We just got to find the right mix of kids, you know, that are going to find a way to hit shots and get stops and get rebounds. We're capable. We're very capable, and I'm a little bit like a broken record saying that every week, but I still believe there's good things coming for this team, but at some point we just got to find a way to get it done in a fourth quarter.
Do you have to change personnel? Do you have to change plays that you're running? Or are there do you have to change them? I would think that 1-9, you're thinking we've got to change something. I mean, you can't magically make the ball go in the hoop. So what are you looking at possibly changing?
Well, you know, every night when we get done with the game, we sit down as coaches, win or lose, we're going to evaluate every phase of the game, every individual. You know, tonight we defended well. So we're going to look at, okay, what guys were out there that really executed a defensive game plan, and quite frankly, that was about everybody. Then we're going to look critically at the offensive end. Okay, what types of shots are we getting? Are we getting paint shots? Well, no, not really. Are we getting a lot of 3-point shots? Yeah, so maybe, you know, maybe we got to start looking at some shooting percentages and see where we're at there. But our kids compete hard, and they're good, hardworking kids. And you know, we're just trying to stay positive with them, and they're fighting the good fight, and you know, they're frustrated we're losing. We're all frustrated we're losing. But, you know, I think you see the kind of character we have because our kids competed their tails off tonight. We got kids with blood on their jerseys and twisted ankles, and they're just out there scratching and clawing like they do every night. So I'm proud of them for that.
And you're in a stretch here where you have 4 of 5 games at home counting tonight, and none of them are state rated. So a chance, I mean, it's not like you're going up against the number one team in the state, but you got a couple of Metro teams now in your next 2 games. You've got Westside coming in tomorrow, and then next week Omaha Bryan ahead of Grand Island, which will always be a mental thing, I'm sure, but just talk about this stretch beginning tomorrow.
You know, I was talking with some colleagues at school today, and we were kind of having the same conversation. We said, to be perfectly honest, you know, we're sitting here at 1-8, but we look at that next stretch of games, and those are all winnable games. If we just improve incrementally in a lot of different areas, those are all winnable games. But before I could even get it out of my mouth, one of my good coaching colleagues says, you know what, but they're all losable too, because we walk a very fine line. We don't have necessarily the size and the talent to, on an off night, still just win by 10 like some teams do. You know, we have to be on it. We have to be on it defensively. We have to be on it on the boards. We have to make shots. We have to get out in transition. We have to play disciplined basketball, you know, for 32 minutes. And when we do that, we put ourselves in a position to win. We just got to do a little bit more consistently because there are a lot of winnable games on our schedule. But as my friend so kindly put it, they're all losable as well if you don't do those little things right.
Those are the good friends that tell us things like that. Scott, good luck tomorrow. We'll
Thank
see you next
very
week.
Much.
All right. Scott Steinbrook, head of the Kearney High Bearcats, come up on the short end of a 47-37 decision tonight at the hands of the North Platte Bulldogs. And you've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show.